Thursday, Thursday to back. So we're all set for that. And I'll spend a couple of days in Hawaii. In Hawaii, I'm on there to do the change of command ceremony for all of us. The admiral is leaving, John McKean. So I'll do the ceremony. Do a reception for somebody in Ohio, well, Hawaii. Bipartisan, you know, just to combine two. So that's a straight where we are. A few people pretty well control the rest.
A big reception Sunday night at the president's house for the celebrities.
That includes all the
Democrats.
That includes the whole group. In other words, the young ones, the old ones, and so forth. We have them and their wives. That would be a picture of the intercession.
Well, we're not going to press in. No, we can do pictures if you want.
Our own.
Probably a good idea.
Well, our
just
own
to give them the picture.
Well,
that
they want. And our own would like it. We'd like it too.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only good idea. Then, after that, and then except for just doing, you know, things and so forth, there will not nothing beyond. Do we come to your place at 7, Scott? We stay in California, we go there,
no, the question is Labor Day. There may be a
Pittsburgh.
We're talking about Pittsburgh on Labor Day as a possibility. The idea would be the president do a nationwide radio address on Sunday evening. If he has to make any statement, he does it by radio Sunday evening, so it runs in the Labor Day papers and on the radio through the day on Labor Day Monday. Because it's a big radio audience to people drive around.
Right.
And then, as an event, he goes to Pittsburgh, where they have a Nixon Labor Day thing. It's a Nixon event, not a Clinton event. And it'd be a family rank and file type thing rather than labor leaders.
Without trying to speak to be very important, because of the fact that, you know, at a picnic and so forth, everybody running around, the baby swallowing, the rest, it's damn hard to make any kind of significant speech. But just spend time walking among them, talking to them, and so forth and so on.
The point in Pittsburgh being that we've got both the steel workers and the auto workers,
their
heads in Pittsburgh with us.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh's a damn good city for us anyway.
That sure is.
And it looks to the world, to the country, like a hell of a tight labor city. I think you get outside of Pennsylvania, or outside of even political sophisticates, people would be astonished to think Pittsburgh was a good city for us.
Yes.
Think of it
as
like Detroit.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
A tough factory town.
Right.
So that's what I have, a pretty good place to go.
And after we do Labor Day, then we come back here then.
That's just over and back then. You come back to the White House on Sunday.
Yeah, the reason that's over is
Pittsburgh about in and out on Monday.
Then you fly up to your place on
Thursday.
Fine. That would be basically the only activity of significance I would engage in that period. It's never been my view that a hell of a lot could be done. Just before Labor Day, I mean, everybody is, you know, I mean, it's awfully hard to get people's drift. And after that, they begin to turn their minds to school, even to politics. So that's about what I've had in mind. That's how he's got something that's really good.
I think it's above.
Yeah.
But it does show some activity.
But
it gets very critical. It gets very critical.
Yeah.
You're hitting it.
Pennsylvania.
Texas,
Pennsylvania,
Illinois,
California,
California,
Hawaii,
not bad.
And
you have to go back to Hawaii.
But we go out there, man, and go to Hawaii, and forces them to go.
That's right. That's a hell of a long
trip.
It's expensive as hell.
And we'll go with a little political mindset. That's why I'm here for it.
You got it.
Oh, well.
What do you plan, John?
Somebody in the defense people, and I assume Laird's not going to take him on.
Oh, Laird is. Laird's been, he's going to do it at the platform thing Tuesday.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
Well, sir. Rogers is going to do today again, too. We'll see what happens there.
Well, I think that's fine. If Bill will do it, and if Laird, I think that's fine.
Laird's going to hit it very hard in the defense thing.
charge made that they should stay out of it because they're in that. It's totally ridiculous. The difference, you see, is this. They say, well, the Secretaries of State did not get the campaigns of 64 and 68. Of course, it's not true. But the other point is, I, being the major spokesman in both 64 and 68 foreign affairs, always defended the policy of the United States when I was abroad. Never attacked. Never. It's never done. This is the difference. That's why Francis Clark is off, you see.
That's why young Mr. Kennedy was responsible earlier.
He had a bipartisan foreign policy. It's never happened before. That's why your Secretary of State of Defense has got to step up and defend both the defense. Laird is going to be very, very tough on Twitter.
That's very, very, that's very hard.
And let me say that he has been tough. It's the problem is you don't get to play.
But he helped that.
Yeah, question of key. Getting some of the talk, but they're not getting the play. But Laird has been tough. I hope he really has been. I can say that I'll give him credit. And we'll continue. If he wants to get even meaner, we're going to let him.
But I think, again, the responses are always be in the form of an attack.
Absolutely.
Never defense.
Absolutely.
If you ever start defending against these fellows, they're going to run us crazy. Just going to have to start continuing the attack. But I really think if we can really try to nail the Schreiber thing right now, and they're even talking about things that happened in the summer of 68, that they began to see these withdrawals and so forth and so on. This was the indication, and they're certainly indicating more later than October and November of 68. It was 69 days before the president took over. And
so 30 days after the president took over, they were attacking again.
Yeah. And I just think you have to try to, if you can, if facts justify, just try to destroy Schreiber's credibility.
They
just stayed on just to try to, because he thought the president was going to try to gain a peace that he could be helpful. The truth of the matter is he wanted to stay on.
The prestige the job.
Sure, and I'm against him, but just say it's pure baloney. He won't stay on because he wants prestige. He wants the job. He tried desperately to stay on. He wanted another assignment in the United States or elsewhere. He just said there's nothing wrong with it, but there's no point in lying about it. I think it has to be just that clear. I think I will nail him pretty much at the outset.
Well, there's a chance here that he set himself up yesterday.
He should
on the TV memory. He just hit a whole series of points that he's wrong on that we can tear him apart on.
And I just think it has to hurt him.
Yeah.
Question. But it's going to be a
game.
It's going to be a very
well. They're saying, and well, the point is, here's the big line thing. The lower one.
That's what they're talking about.
That's correct.
It's what the hell are they talking about?
It's in fact, it's too goddamn high. It's too high. Governs in that big line, too, on the same on the Schreiber thing.
No question.
Vietnam signal. I think that's what we got on him. On Schreiber, you got the whole range of stuff, you see. McGovern, you got one shot, I think, out of it, which is he said that the North Vietnamese sent this signal by withdrawing their troops. And what Nixon should have done is then to start negotiating. Instead, he escalated the bombing. Right now, he overlooks the fact that there was 2.5 years of both public and secret negotiations at the most intensive level before the bombing.
Sure.
And he says, what Nixon should have done is negotiate. What the hell does he think Henry was flying to Paris every weekend for?
Well, I just think
these things boils down to, there was one signal that they gave, and there was one way we could have ended the war then, by putting in a communist government in Saigon.
Oh, that's right.
And there's a way to end the war this afternoon. But what ends the communist government in Saigon? Nothing's changed.
That's right.
That's the only issue.
And just say that's precisely what we've ever would have done.
Now, see, they hit Schreiber. They hit Schreiber on that yesterday. They said, well, would you put a coalition government? He said, the issue is not, we wouldn't impose any government. Well, bullshit. If you won't impose a government, you won't end the war.
That's right.
Because that's right where we are, where we've been for a couple of years.
I have no doubts about
what he's going to do. Well, they have to.
Well, I'm not
a punch.
Sure.
So they just.
economy insists that we do get a fair shake. And we're going to have a fair shake for the American workman, and we're going to have a fair shake for the American investor. And of that, you can be sure, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I mean, it's, you know, I've said the word, but it's this sort of you can have a fighting speech without going on the attack against McGovern. You can fight against
let me ask you, would you not take on, say, without mentioning the name or something, you do not take on such schemes as something for nothing thing that we're going to give up?
Have
you reject $1,000 for every person? Great.
Creswell.
Change in the courts. In fact, the hearing. supervisor next month anyway. I think those are the fundamental things that really have to be hit. Then when you get down to all the crap about, making clean air, clean water, and the better health, cancer. I mean, you can put that all on paramedics for it, but people in the Senate, don't you agree, Margaret? And of course, we're for you, we're for the old folks, we're for the farmers, we're for the, it's just sickening. State Bob and all those speech writers make things so goddamn intelligent, but they certainly can't use them. You see, there's no demagoguery.
Well, Henry's got to do that for us first.
I know, I know. But I mean, unless you get the question.
Well, that's true.
You see, unless you get a question, the guy gets up there and says, well, now, Dr. Kissinger, give us your analysis of the question of the what happened in the Treaty of 1815. Do you think that's still relevant today? Do you agree with what the Secretary General of the UN has said about the fact that the smaller powers, as well as the great powers, should do it? And Henry, unlike one, I could likely talk to 20 minutes, because he loves that kind of stuff. Yeah. On the other hand, if they get him any questions about what about these secret negotiations, he's likely to really kick him in the balls. See my point? I think Paul is so smart that he will not give him that kind of, he'll give him the kind of question he'll wander over the goddamn place. But we'll see. And the other thing I would do, why wait for CBS? Why not see what the others offer? Well, we'll see what the others offer, but the others haven't offered. I think they're going to have a tough time getting television.
Not for you.
I don't know. Henry, when he goes on, he'll have a damn big audience.
I'm sure.
Nobody else promoted it to. No question.
I would like to take it in a minute. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is to go for a three-network thing, which is not totally impossible if there's a news thing out of this trip. In other words, if you ride.
Problem is that I don't think it'll happen.
Well, but you have no concern then about having a giant, of course. Larry, you have no problem. Larry's been out just raising hell in the defense plans, and he's got people scared to death. We've probably got some steroids. Government's budget, you know, sending them to cancel their work.
Right.
So shit, all those people. He's going to go up to Grumman and say anything there. He's going to be done in the Los Angeles, and he is not kind of fighting like hell. And he will do well. I'm going to, and I think Rogers, there's no question about what he can do. They're not fighting, because they're not fighting a personal thing. They're fighting for the policies of Detroit.
They have to. And I think Henry has to be prepared for this.
I got the key. You can't do it with a background or with three or four guys.
No,
yes, that's right.
I'm not sure
about the background.
That's wrong. In the first place, it's wrong. American people don't like it.
Yeah.
And
spokesman.
As a matter of fact, I think Henry ought to quit making secret trips. I think you're wrong. It's an extent that he can accomplish the same objective so long as he doesn't jeopardize the mission itself.
Well, see, he's not there now. This is not there now.
That's fine. That's fine.
They're going to announce the other one tomorrow.
That's fine.
Now, we work that out. And then the other trip later, they're going to announce 2 days before he goes, aren't they?
What?
The September trip.
September, the Moscow trip.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
They're going to announce on the 15th if he goes on the
17th. Sure, sure.
We'll announce what Moscow is.
You see what the press is doing now. It reads great. It appeals to man's vanity. They have it as the Metternich of this administration and so forth. Well, this is all fine. These Eastern
Carters,
but
make
the American people.
That's right.
In their government. They don't want somebody they don't know and don't understand. Always
needs to be out of one.
So he's got to get out and get exposed. To let them see he's not the devil incarnate, because that's what they have believed.
Yep.
They say they can't find it. What Sandberg are you in?
Well, it's Carl Sandberg. It's the third.
staff. God knows how I have to read the book to find out in Hawaii. A deserter wrote from Canada that religion had won him to repentance. And at a certain hour, he would be seen on the White House grounds, ready for military service again. Identified by clothes he said he would be wearing, he was arrested. President wrote on his letter that he should be returned to his regiment without penalty, except that when his term of enlistment service expired, he should serve in prison the number of days he was absent by desertion.
What page is that?
Just take the document and look at it. Those bastards have found it and just don't want to use it because they don't agree with it.
Laid out, hopefully, and this is what's supposed to be being done right now, is that
bill that we just before the platform committee and a press conference today is laying out the facts and then hitting the charge. Now, once you get that laid out, hopefully that puts it on the public record and we work from there. Now, the press knows this too. Lissagore did a good job of ripping this up in his own little thing. And David Kraslow did a superb job on Schreiber yesterday, to the extent that he could have. If he'd had
the main purpose of this is not the war. The main purpose of this at the moment is Schreiber.
To discredit Schreiber. There's a chance to do it.
Total phony. Absolutely total phony. He said that he had ideas. Hell, he was sucking around so hard to stay in Paris. If he had any ideas, he never expressed them.
Well, anybody who saw him on television yesterday, he already is.
Yeah, he's discredited.
He has impeached himself, but that wasn't very many people.
Yeah, that's not very aggressive. Let's get back to other things. What are you doing?
I think Jerry four times is a good one. I asked Jerry if he continued it. He said, of course, he said, we could have negotiated at any time a surrender. We could have surrendered to their demands at any time. We could do it today.
So Ramsey Clark suggests.
Yes, and that's what Jerry's pointing out.
He should go beyond simply surrender, though, and say we could easily end it then as now by putting a communist government inside that. That's
rather than surrendering to us.